Good morning, Citywell.
Good morning.
It's an honor to be here today, to be before you. How many of you have encountered someone this past week that seems as if they're having a bad day? How about several people that seems as if they're having a bad day? They're frustrated. They have everything. They look as if they are doing everything, but they are having a bad day. I know. I've ran into those people this past week, the week before that, and the week before that. You see, when I think of those individuals that seem to be unhappy with life and that make those words, life is meaningless, life is nothing. Those people remind me of King Solomon. Yes, today's passage from Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, beginning at verse 1 through 11, are the words that we're going to focus on today. And as we do that, I want you to know I've peeped into King Solomon's life. Oh, yes, he had it all, everything. He was a scientist. He was a biologist. He wrote Proverbs. He had it all, even 300 wives. I was going to add that in the beginning, but you know what that means, right? He had it all. He called himself a preacher, but he said very clearly, life is nothing. It's meaningless. And when I began to look at this passage and flip to the beginning of Ecclesiastes all the way to the end, I came to the conclusion that our King Solomon was in a very low spiritual place. He was at the bottom. He was poor in his spiritual man. Maybe like some of us today. Maybe some of us today that walked into this place. Citywell, is this Citywell?
Yeah.
Is this Citywell? Yeah, this is Citywell. And even with that, we know that we're all at different places. We know that life can be difficult. And so when I looked at this passage in the life of King Solomon, there were two questions that came to mind. And I'm going to encourage you today to keep these two questions as you hear this message. The first question is, what is God doing in this season that I'm in? What is God doing in this season that I'm in? And as soon as you figure out that answer, I hope you'll look in the mirror and say, what am I doing? What am I doing in this season that I'm in? You see, seasons are many. They will continue to come and go. And as we look at this chapter and the man that we have known as a man that is not well received by many, he had some problems. He had many problems, but he said something that I see often. And you guys know what this is. To everything, there is a what? And what's the other part to there? A time. Come on, we know that. We see it everywhere. People always use that phrase. They'll tell you, there's a season, there's a time for everything. And so when I was going through my little tough season, 3 to 4 weeks of it, 2 or 3 people kept giving me this verse. I was like, okay, what does that mean, God? So today, I stand before you preaching it. Because it was important for me to understand that I too was in a season in my own life. That I had to answer those two questions. God, what are you doing? To search for that answer. And to look in the mirror at myself. And ask myself, what am I doing? You see, during the beginning of this particular season, I was devastated with grief and loss to my brother's sudden death. Last week, I was in Georgia with family. And y'all know how family can be when funerals and weddings go on, right? Okay. She said, mm-hmm. And she's little. Well, I was in Georgia with my family and also looking at the sudden part of the season that had shifted for his children. As I turned on the TV, I was engulfed with another piece of news. You know what that was. Las Vegas. Come on. 58. 58 people killed. The most horrific mass shooting in our history. And then I flip over a week before that, I hear our beloved president cussing. Y'all remember that? Did y'all hear him cussing on TV? Y'all didn't? Okay. I'm trying to get the week before. He was using profanity in reference to the NFL players and the owners of those teams. But then another whole piece flooded my view. And that was Puerto Rico and the devastation and the injustice of black and brown people in regions of our world that do not get the services, the care, the attention as other places that are not with brown and black people. When I saw the mayor crying and saying, come and save us, I could not believe that I was listening to that. All of those different things continue to go through my mind over the last 3 weeks. Injustice, devastation, pain, death. And then, of course, here I am, the month of October, the month that I often deal with horrific grief because of the death of my own mother and the birth of my son at the same time. Seasons. Seasons, cycles of seasons. I'm reminded in Ecclesiastes 3 again that there's a time for everything, and there's a season for all activities. Where are you today? You came in the city well. Some of you came skipping, singing. Some of you just wanted to have a seat. You didn't want to say hello. What season are you in? Where are you today? What kind of season are you in? Is there something that you're dealing with in your relationship with God, with your coworkers, with your family? What kind of season did you walk into this house with today? How many of you are happy in your season right now? You're in a happy season. You could skip and hop all the way through here. Okay, very few hands are raised. Okay, that means the rest of you must be at those other places and seasons and times. Well, I want to pray right now before I go any further for all of us. No matter what season we're in today, no matter what we just left and what we're about to step into, let's go to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we petition you for help. Oh, Lord, we pray that you will open our hearts and our minds to receive a word today that will not only transform our minds, but our hearts and our actions to not just accept the season as waiting in time, but a season where you are present, where you are with us. I pray now that your will be done. Amen. I wasn't here last week, but as I listened at the beginning of this service and heard Beverly speak about Alma's message and the cry of, is God with us? Is God present? Let me tell you, King Solomon asked it over and over and over. And this particular chapter, the third chapter, was where he hit home. I believe he talked about the problems that he had with God. But I want you to remember, no matter what he said throughout verses 1 through 10, verse 11 is where he brought it home. He said, all things are made beautiful in what? God's own time. See, it's a time to weep. It's a time to cry. It's a time to be born. It's a time to die. It's a time to grieve. It goes on and on and on. King Solomon knew all of that. And he knew that there had been some seasons in his life where he may have missed God or even worshiped a different God. But through it all, he had to come to a place and accept that something had to change. That there had to be some questions answered about his relationship with God. Like many of us today, some of us may be wealthy, we may be wise in knowledge and experience. We're like King Solomon too. Some of us have bypassed that personal relationship with God. We're mixing it with everything else, but a one-on-one where God can tell us exactly where we are and what we need to do. But we come to this third chapter where King Solomon is really saying to God, I got a problem. And like many of us, some of us have problems. When we look at the word season and the word time, they're synonymous. We know that they're used in two different ways in our Bible, but they are similar in that they all revolve around birth, death, physical or spiritual, and with the understanding that it's in the Lord's time. So it doesn't matter whether you say seasons or times, it's all in God's time, people. And when we look at this, we find that this passage is for us. We know that we can find that this is important because it's told to us through human eyes. A king that had it all, that still wasn't happy, was still having a bad day. With 300 wives, I just can't figure that out. I know. Okay, some people say, yeah, they can. But anyway, he was not only having a bad day, this passage, this chapter, this book is for us because as we look beyond our circumstances and the season that we're in, we know there's devastation all around us and we need the hope. And that is what King Solomon gives us as we look at the end of how he surrenders to God. Many of us don't see the hope in the devastation that's all around in Puerto Rico because aid is not where it should be. Attention is not being made. But I also believe that this chapter, this passage is for us because it gives us a chance to recognize the rule and the reign of God. God reigns in all seasons, people. I don't care what season you're in today. God reigns in this season that you're in. God is still present. God has not left you. But I also know that just like King Solomon, we sometimes don't think we see God at work in the season that we're in. Because the pain, the hurt, the injustice, or whatever you want to call it for the season that you're in, covers up the hope that we may have. Some of us are even wrestling today with the season that we're in. And some have been wrestling for so long, we don't even know we're wrestling. We've accepted this season as it is. King Solomon wrestled, like many of us are wrestling today, but we also know those two questions. What are you doing in this season, God? What is it that I'm supposed to do in this season? Those are the questions that are for us today. And when we hear the words again, to everything there's a what? Oh, come on. And what's the other part? You hear it, but I'm in this season right now. I'm dealing with this right now. Well, I'm going to say to you, there are three reminders for those of you that are in a season today. Three reminders that I hope will keep you focused on those two questions. Where is God? What is God doing? And how am I to respond? And the first reminder for us is real, real simple. And this is a reminder that goes without saying. We have to understand that the season that you are in does not determine your identity. You see, somebody's in a season where they have failed. They haven't gotten it right. Things didn't turn out like you planned. And you're rushing that season to pass. You're trying to get through. But I want to say to you today, please hear this. Just because you're in that season, it does not identify who you are. You and I can pinpoint many shifts in our seasons where things happen the exact day that we messed up, the exact day that things happen, a divorce, a death, or whatever it was. But all through all of that, the lesson was that God's love covers all of that. And God is with you. So the first reminder is that do not allow the season that you're in to define who you are. The second one is to accept that seasons can change abruptly and suddenly. Do you believe that? I mean, they can change with a telephone call. They can change with a new position on your job. A new season jumps in just like that. I remember when I broke my hand, it was a new season for me. A whole new season. I had to really, really depend on God. A new season, suddenly, abruptly. But through it all, I learned that God was with me. God loved me. And God had not left me. This third reminder for us today about the seasons that we're in is that seasons have a beginning. And what else, y'all? Come on. We forget that part. And that's a main reminder for us, because when we're going through something, we think it's going to last forever. And we make some bad decisions because we want to get out of it so quickly. But again, this third reminder, seasons have a beginning and an end. A beginning and an end. Some of you may say, but you just don't know how long this season has been in my life. Oh, I do know God. And I know that God's love covers And that God has not left you. For us today, when we look at King Solomon's life, we look at this passage and we look at all that he has stood for, we can learn some lessons. There are three truths I want to leave you. The first one is that no matter what season you're in, you need to embrace it. You need to embrace the season that you're in. Now, that may be hard because you didn't plan for that season to turn the way that it did. You didn't plan for the timing of that season, but you need to embrace it and accept that God is with you even in that season. And God's love will cover you during that season. The second truth, you need to assess you and the season. Look in the mirror. Something has happened. What changes do you need to make? How do you need to regroup to move to another place in this season? You need to assess and believe and accept that God's love will cover all the changes that you need to make and that God is with you. And the last truth that when you're in a season, you need to hold on to is that it's to trust God. And we forget that. We're trying to figure out how to get out of it. We're trying to move to make it the best season or better than where we came from. But you need to trust God. You need to trust God, the love of God, and the presence of God. As I prepare to close, I want you to really, really examine where you are today. You heard last week Alma say the question or ask the question, is God present? And if you listen to this story of King Solomon and his distaste for life, you'll know that no matter what was happening in this situation, no matter how it happened, King Solomon didn't discover till the end that God was already there. God had never left. Many of us today do not have a personal relationship with God. Many of us are so busy in church and busy in things that look like church that we're not being one-on-one. But I want to remind you again, when you look at where you are today and you answer the question where God is, go to verse 11 in this passage. Whatever it is, God makes it beautiful in God's own time. God's grace is to cover you. God's word is there for you. Many times we bypass God's word because we don't want to see the truth of who we are and who we are not in the season that we're in, because it's so painful. How could we be so stupid? How could we have missed that? But the first place we need to go is in the word of God. God's word will show us exactly who we are and who we are not. And we are to embrace and welcome that, to bring about that change. But most importantly, to understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we think of changes, those that made changes, who was a master change agent that dealt with seasons and cycles? Jesus. Jesus. If Jesus can stand before the Pharisees and tell them, no, I change. I'm not going to do it this way. I'm not going to do it that way. Then when you're in a different season and people have an expectation of you, you should be able to say, no, I'm not able to do that. How many of you heard the saying over and over? That's how we used to do it. Or we don't do it that way because we used to do it this way. Have you heard that saying before? Sometimes we miss God because we're trying to maintain the way things have always been. Seasons, cycles, changes. For us today, people of God, we need to embrace our new season. We need to embrace the season we just left to go into the new one. That's not easy because we sometimes struggle with believing that it is a new season when we still feel the pain. But today I encourage you, brothers and sisters, to ask yourself those two questions and to be reminded as you are going through the challenges, the joys, the pains of life, that God is always with you. God's love covers all. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are perfect and there is no trial and error with you. That you know the beginning from the end. So today, Lord, as we have come into this place, we ask now for your transformation to take hold. We ask in the name of Jesus that your spirit would renew us again. During this season of joy, pain, loss, whatever it is, we ask that you do in us a new thing. And we know that that is possible because of your grace. So we ask now that as we are releasing into your hands what we've experienced, we open our hands and our hearts to receive the new season that has already begun. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. In God's own time, people.